Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, women's voices on culture, style, society and well-being. Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous on 2014. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, what's happening today is we are looking at what are you doing to your body? What are you doing to your body, which will hopefully help your mind this year? We're going to be talking to a place called Slimmeria, which is a retreat for people that want to lose fat. And we've got the person who invented this place and created all the diets. And we've got someone that's been there to give the truth.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The real deal.
Exactly. Now, who have we got on this week? We have got...
Soph McVeigh. Yeah. Who's that?
Now, she is a herbalist and she's a homeopath. And she has her own company called The Homemade Company. And what you do is you can go to her to kind of get all the ingredients to make your own balms, to make your own lip glosses, to make your own potions. And she's written this amazing book looking at the year and what herbs are around and what things you can make, like rose hip syrup or elderberry syrup, and ideas for like hair, like nettle tincture to put on your hair to make it shine.
Oh, how fun.
I know. So that's good. She's literally tells you.
I have a nettle farm down at the allotment.
Yes. Not my choice.
Nettle and chokeweed. Hopefully she has something I can do with chokeweed in there because I got a lot of it.
Okay. So that's going to be interesting. And then the other person I had who burst into my life, she arrived in a taxi in like a flurry of charisma. And she's called Anne Gersh. And she is an international best-selling author. And she has written Create Your Perfect Future. She's a psychic.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's also a past life regressionist. Now, luckily, she tells us what that is, because who knows what the hell that is. But actually, she's discovered this other thing, which is called future life regressionist. She says that you can go into the future, visualize your life, and then you can come back and then you go towards it much quicker.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we've got to do... Back to the future.
Yeah, and back again. Yeah. Okay. And it brings it faster to you. So we've got to do loads of visualizations at Radio Gorgeous.
It doesn't age you faster, though.
No.
you reach the achievement sooner.
She says as far as she's gone about 1,000. She can't get further than 1,000 years.
Oh, just 1,000 then.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can't even get past like Monday.
Exactly.
So like 1,000 years. I'm like, okay, well, good on her.
So did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
I did. And they weren't, I have to say, I know we're going to talk about like, you know, what your resolutions, but you know, okay, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to eat more vegetables, you know, all that stuff. But I really wasn't that excessive over the holidays.
Why?
So. Well, I was traveling. Yeah, why? Silly woman.
Yeah.
No, well, I was driving. You know, I went to the States with my son. So it was just the two of us. And a lot of the time I was driving. So I just, you know.
You had to be grown up and responsible.
I had to be grown up and responsible.
Yeah, not like
and
you.
I was, yeah, exactly. Very unlike me. I was
because
like,
you've only just passed
I remembered. Test. Yeah, exactly. I remembered this holiday. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she only passed a test in November, didn't
In October.
You?
October. Yeah, end of October. So, yeah.
And tell us about driving in America.
Well, as my father says, right is right.
Okay.
I only drove on the wrong side of the road once.
Oh, shit.
It was Christmas Day and no one was around. So I didn't have any visual cues, you know?
Okay. Like, is that your Father Christmas.
That's my excuse and I'm sticking around. I'm sticking to it.
No. I think you did really well. You're really brave in your 40s to have learned to drive and go over with your son to America, hire a car and get in the car with massive freeways. That's what I'd be really scared of.
Ooh. I stayed off I-95, which is the big, you know, big, huge one.
Yeah.
It landed in North Carolina and you get the car from the airport. You got to go on the highway. You know, like there's no other way, you know. So, yeah, I did that. And on the way back to the airport, I was really glad my brother was in the car with me because it was pouring with rain. And there was a flipped car. So there were all these emergency vehicles flying down, you know, like... you know, sirens whirring.
Emergency situation.
I was like, ah, help. You know, kind of was like, you know, my brother was really kind. He was like, you know, no, you're doing great. You're driving great.
Great. You know? Kept you calm and focused. Yeah,
exactly.
Fantastic. So. Now, tell me what, just about me at Christmas, I went to Sri Lanka.
No.
And it was a non-stop party.
Everyone was in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, everyone. I'm not joking.
The world.
I met about 5 or 6 different people I knew. I mean, I did know 3 of them. I did know kind of lived out there, but we bumped into people we knew. We went to parties. We were out every night. You know, In fact, that's why I gave up drink. I'm coming to it now. I gave up drink on. I didn't even have a drink on New Year's Eve.
Oh my god!
Because I got so drunk on the 31st daytime. Because we met these new friends. They had a boozy old lunch.
Yeah,
boozy old lunch. And I literally collapsed. Yeah.
And we're like, enough.
And I haven't had a drink since then.
Oh, wow.
And I'm feeling sparkly, dynamic. I'm feeling that I still get stressed because you can't get away from that. But I'm finding that I'm calming down quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think my eyes look a little bit more sparkly. Yes. Not as
brighter.
Not as bloodshot.
Yeah, I can actually see them. No,
yeah, exactly. Not exactly. Piss holes in the snow. That lovely expression.
Exactly. Nice.
Right, so that's my resolution. Not drinking and trying to do a bit more weights, you know, every day. And, you know, because apparently that shifts weight. I mean, I don't want to shift weight. I just want to get rid of that extra tire. Mm-hmm. On my stomach.
Yes, I know that tire.
Yeah.
I've met that tire of my own.
Exactly. So what are your plans for health?
Well, I'm
giving up hopefully for a month as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm not drinking during the week.
Okay.
So that's
what
good.
Time does that stop?
Yeah, well, I mean, Sunday at 6 o'clock.
And what time does it start?
No, I had a drink on Friday. Yeah, okay. I had a drink Friday night.
But so you can drink Friday night, Saturday lunchtime, Saturday night, Sunday... Lunchtime.
Sunday would be nice. Well, the thing is, you know, because you sleep better if you're not on the booze. And it takes a couple of days. So it's really nice to have that break. And then I did smoke one cigarette since coming back. Because I just smoke occasionally anyway. But I smoked one cigarette and I felt so ill. And I'm just, I think I'm finally done.
Yeah.
I'm finally just done with it. I felt so incredibly globally crappy. And also then you realize, you know, like when you've been clean and you get, you know, you get dirty again, you're like, how dirty it is and how awful it makes you feel.
You're putting a toxin into your body.
Well, and how I didn't want to make phone calls because I was not feeling well. You know, and you're like, wow, you know, like this stuff really affects everything that you're doing.
And it also gives you a much worse hangover, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The next day.
So I think I'm finally done with that. I am trying to exercise every day.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, because I do eat so many vegetables anyway.
And now, would you ever consider going to a place to lose weight? You know, kind of an extreme dieting place?
Yeah, for you know, for an occasion. Oh, my God. Oh, did I tell you what I'm doing? Oh, my God. In the school fair.
What have you been
doing? I want a month of boot camp.
Yeah, brilliant. Right. Everyone, listen, Radio Gorgeous, this is going to be, we'll do before and after.
The month of March.
Yeah.
The month of March.
We'll do before and after. We'll weigh you. We'll humiliate you.
Wonderful.
Can't wait.
Can we measure the size of my thigh?
Yeah, I'll do the whole thing. I'll do it on air.
Oh,
okay.
Wonderful.
But let's listen to Galia from Slimmeria, which is a beautiful Georgian house in Sussex. And she runs a retreat for people that want to lose weight fast. You can rely on Radio Gorgeous. So people come and stay with you. And can you guarantee weight loss?
Obviously we specialize in weight loss and detoxing. I can 100% guarantee the weight loss if I search the bag. failing that, I will use my other tools to psychologically affect the guests so that they submit the food in case they brought some.
Right, so how often does that happen?
I would probably say 10 to 15% of the guests will still bring some food. They might consider it as a healthy snack, like maybe nuts and dry fruit and things like that.
But you'd still take it away, would you?
Sometimes chocolates.
Yeah.
But we just need to work on them and persuade them to submit that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a typical day then. You know, what time would I get up? Can you talk me through it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we wake up nice and early at about 7 o'clock. We have a hot lemon tonic as opposed to what people use to gin and tonic. Yes, we then have a brisk walk for about a couple of hours.
Wow.
To maybe even more. We come back, we have breakfast, which is just a glass of juice. And then we start doing fitness classes, yoga classes, sort of various stretching, and that takes us gently to a lunch break.
Yeah. Now, what would lunch be?
Oh, wow. Well, first we have to deserve lunch by doing all the above.
Okay.
Because if you don't do the above, you don't even deserve the whatever little is served for lunch. It's normally a selection of various sort of raw vegetarian salads.
Okay.
Freshly prepared and the ones that actually stimulate the chewing process, you know, all antioxidant foods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, if people cope with that, then they deserve the spa treatments. It's pretty much, you know, burn to earn policy here.
Great. So tell me about what spa treatments you offer.
Well, we have a whole range of sort of what we call standard treatments and also alternative treatments. Things like, you know, where you can't, things you can't find anywhere else, like birching.
What's that?
Yes, it's a gentle and not so gentle whipping with a sort of twigs. First we put you in sort of in a steam barrel, we steam you nicely, and then we whip you. So for your own good, basically.
So that's
and,
good for your blood circulation.
And that actually whips you into shape.
And is that good for your blood circulation?
We also can offer scalping treatments, you know, for detoxing, sort of to facilitate detoxing and cleansing. We offer honey massages. Again, that's with a gentle tapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people book it because they think, you know, they can lick honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
The massage, and you know, little do they know that they will be actually beaten. and then we put people in the bath after that. But you know, again, all the good treatments that facilitate the detoxing and help with weight loss. Obviously, we do otherwise manicures, pedicures, and you know, other more pleasant treatments as well. But it's pretty much, you know, people have to deserve them first.
Okay. So if I don't, what's not deserving them? Not finishing the walk or giving up? Or?
Not eating the food.
Oh.
Because, you know, sometimes people come here and they become so competitive, they start leaving the food on their plate.
Yeah. And is that not good for weight loss? Because you've got to get your body going, haven't
yeah,
you?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we will encourage people to eat everything on the plates because not eating is not the way forward. Mm-hmm. By not eating, they will lose less weight.
Wow, that's really fascinating. And what about the raw vegetable thing? Is that, tell us about that. What's so good about that?
Well, we've taken the raw vegetarian diet as a base for our program, and we've modified it. We've selected the foods that are particularly high in antioxidant qualities, crunchy, to stimulate the chewing process. We basically retrain people to start chewing the food because, you know, in normal, in real world, sometimes people just resort to, you know, the processed food.
Yeah, and gulping it down.
Yeah, exactly. So we stimulate the conscious eating. We obviously introduce a portion control. And all our food is very light on calories because most people come here for a very a quick kickstart to facilitate the weight loss, to boost the metabolism. You know, we need to deliver within a very short space of time.
So what's the kind of, tell me about, can you come for a weekend, a week? How does it work?
Well, we have packages for a weekend. We call them detox spa weekend. Mm-hmm. Because when you're detoxing, you also have side effects.
Yes, tell us about the side effects.
Well, you know, for the first few days, you know, the body is adjusting to a new regime. It strongly rejects it. It's not happy because it's accustomed to certain other foods, which are potentially very high in sort of caffeine, alcohol, sugars, and various other, you know, acidic meats and stuff like that. So the body is strongly rejecting until it gets used to it.
So does that mean you feel? Does that mean you feel awful then? Is that?
Yes, you do basically. we call it a hangry syndrome. It's hungry and angry.
Oh no!
I know people have headaches. You know, people start crying, throwing tantrums, feeling nausea.
God.
You know, but there's a lot of other things. You know, why do people do comfort eating?
Yes.
There might
yes.
be other things, you know.
So have you got a psychologist there?
Yes, yeah. We have a life coach, and we very much work on, you know, on other levels as well. Because behind the comfort eating, there's something else. Potentially people suppress themselves.
Right.
You know, sometimes people lose a sense of self-value. They do things in life that don't bring joy. And then people start sort of resorting to some cycle of a comfort eating, drinking.
Yes, it's like a mask, isn't it? It's covering your feelings.
Yeah. I think we lost the sense of self-value. We don't have enough, light in our life, if you like, you know. We don't walk, you know. We don't have sun in our life. When the day is bright, people should go and walk. Because if you don't have enough, you know, sun hours in your bank, it can lead to mental instability, really.
Exactly.
And it can lead to depression. Comfort eating leads to depression.
Right.
At all these figures.
Right. Now, you're based in Sussex, is that right?
We are in East Sussex, yeah.
So do you get people from all over Britain?
All over the world.
Wow.
Yeah, all over the world. We practically don't advertise anymore. So people somehow find us. It's by word of mouth. People start bringing their families. The repeat business is about 30%.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So people want to torture their friends as well as their families by recommending us. Yes.
Now, I do have a problem that I've got low blood sugar. I've got low blood pressure. I find if I don't eat every 3 hours, I really get, like you're saying, I really get angry. I really get upset.
It's important to eat every 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it is just important to eat the right food every 3 hours.
Okay.
You know, instead of resorting to maybe biscuits and chocolates to stimulate the sugar, you can just eat some, you know, fruit.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see.
And that will give you enough energy. It's all in the mind.
Yeah.
I would stress it is important to eat every 3 hours. And also, do you exercise enough?
Well, I do. I do power walking every morning.
That's
fantastic. Yeah, with my dog.
Oh, with your dog.
Yes.
Your dog is a fast dog.
Well, unfortunately, the dog's getting older, and I'm getting faster. So.
Okay, so you do stroll every morning, really?
Yeah, I do. I do a stroll. Yeah.
There's a big difference between stroll and fast walk. With a fast walk, you will start pumping the blood.
Yeah.
That will really help with your condition.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, so how do people find you? What's your website address, please?
It's www.slimmeria, SlimmeriA.com. Otherwise, you can find us in various magazines and TV programs and stuff like that.
Yeah, just quickly, have you had celebrities there?
We have quite a few celebrities visiting us.
Can you tell me any?
The image. Too many to mention.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they come to get a flat stomach.
Everyone is the same when they join the retreat, actually.
Oh, really? Great.
Work as part of the team.
Yeah.
Don't accept it. I'm very special and therefore I need to have a butler. It doesn't work. You're part of the team. You eat the same cabbage. You do the same program. And I'll whip you in exactly the same way as everybody else if you don't obey.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful to speak to you today, Galia. And I look forward to one day coming down to Slimmeria.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Thank you so much, Galia. Now, do you want to go, Donna?
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't serve much food there.
No. Cabbage is one of the main ingredients.
I like cabbage.
Yeah, but you get bloody sick of it every day.
Exactly. It's only a week, right?
Then the amazing thing is that I heard about Slimmeria because my friend Claire was getting married before Christmas. And she told me about it. And I said, well, we've got to get you on. So this is Claire, who went to Slimmeria before Christmas and she got fabulous results. So, Claire, what prompted you to go to a fat farm?
Well, first of all, I think calling it a fat farm is probably actually quite accurate. But no one likes to call it that these days, isn't it? Sort of like, I think what appealed to me is I think I saw the word spa.
Yeah.
Then I saw sort of Georgian beautiful house, 1 hour from London, that appealed. And then it said extreme weight loss. And basically, I was looking for something extreme. Having been on a diet for the last 52 years, I was getting married, and I thought, I just don't want to be the fatty. So I'm going to do something about this.
And how fat were you when you arrived, and how much did you lose?
Okay, well, I'm very short. I'm only about 5'1". And throughout my whole adult life, actually, I was something in the region of 8.5 stone, and that was fine. And then it sort of crept up to 9. And then the last decade, it sort of pound by pound has crept to the 10 stone mark, which is just too big for someone in my frame. So I went there hoping to lose 0.5 stone and actually lost 10.5 pounds in 6 days.
What?
Well, yeah.
That is fantastic. Now,
yeah.
She said it sounded quite a strict regime, like you had
very hot, strict.
A slice of apple and a lemon for drink, for breakfast. Then
that's if you're lucky.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you get that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is I think you have to go in there and you have to give yourself up to to Dahlia's regime.
Yeah.
And then I think if you do that, you will get results. I think it's probably impossible for someone to go there to follow her regime and not lose a lot of weight. I think the average on the week is something somewhere between 7 and 14 pounds. So, you know, it's quite hard to lose that much weight in that amount of time. And I have to say, apart from the odd, you know, couple of pounds over Christmas, I haven't really put it back on again.
Yeah, I was going to say, she said that people's attitude changes. Did yours at all towards food when you came out?
Well, not really. I mean, I've never been. I mean, you know, I'm not a binger. I'm not someone who kind of hoards chocolate and, you know, I'm not, I love food, but I'm not sort of food obsessed and I don't binge. I would say for me, the problem is, you know, every night, half a bottle of wine plus. And, oh, why not have that cheese board when you go to a restaurant?
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't about, I wasn't eating unhealthily, you know, to begin with. I was just eating too much.
Yeah, so yours is more middle-aged spread then, literally.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I also exercised quite a lot as well. So there was a lot of people there who literally had no idea. So, you know, so it's cheese fattening, Dahlia.
What?
Yeah, so...
Oh,
know,
tell us about the people there.
Who, yeah. I mean, they would have gained something because you did get a talk on nutrition, which I was a bit like, oh, God, do I need this? But actually, very interesting things I had no idea about.
Okay, tell us tell us an interesting fact.
Well, I mean, frankly, I'd never learned. I knew that cooking in... I mean, you know, everybody uses extra virgin cold-pressed, you know, Italian olive oil because it's trendy and it's beautiful and tastes good. But did you know it's actually really, really bad if you fry with it? So if you're doing like a stir-fry, you know, a healthy stir-fry, if you're frying in heavy olive oil, it's actually, for some obscure reason, I don't know what the science is, but it's not good for you at all.
Mm.
And what you need to be cooking, frying in, is coconut oil. Who knew?
I didn't know, and I know that one thing you do own is a deep fat fryer, so I know that you do like fried food.
Not anymore. That was my 40th birthday, and I have now been made to throw that away.
Good, good.
Chips are not part of my regime anymore, sadly.
Now, she said one of the problems there is that people do turn into children. They get mood swings, there's screams, there's crying, there's collapses. Did you observe or did you get involved in any of these things?
I did observe that, but I had decided that I wasn't going to do that because I just thought, I've paid for this. I've paid quite a lot of money for this. And, you know, I've got an end game. I need to be able to get into this £1,000 coat that I bought. So, you know, I had real motivation there. And so I decided I wasn't going to be the one crying and wailing. I mean, I think some people genuinely felt unwell. And I'm going to say they're the people who, you know, haven't, because she's advised you to, you know, to fast a bit and give up caffeine and alcohol and fats for a week before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if you did that, you would be better in better stead than if you didn't. So I think the people who really suffered were the people probably who hadn't made any concessions in the previous week. Whereas I'd been doing this 5-2 diet for weeks beforehand anyway, which was working.
Yeah.
I'd learned how to not have a glass of wine with dinner and, you know, miss a meal now and again. So I think I was prepared.
You were primed, weren't you? Sort. You were primed. Yeah.
Right,
now, would you recommend going there?
Do you know what? I would. I think if you've got something that you really want, you know, you want to feel good, you want to feel like you've achieved, you know, your weight loss rather than complaining that you haven't done it, I would say, it gets results.
Yeah, yeah.
It delivers. It delivers. It's not fun and you will feel sick. You will have a headache. You will be cross, you will be bored, you'll be fed up and exhausted.
Sounds like me every day, though, doesn't it?
It delivers, but I actually, do you know what I mean? I quite like a bit of suffering, but I'm weird. I quite like sort of fatty diets. And
so you found out that actually it appeals to a part of side of you then, does it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like a bit of denial.
Yeah.
And can I say that as I drove out, we left a day early because I just couldn't take any more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody was leaving, so I didn't feel too bad. Some people we know in common actually left a lot earlier than that.
They did.
We
weren't talking about that.
But as we drove past, there was a tea shop, and I screeched to a halt. And I went in there, I ordered a pot of tea and a bacon sandwich on crusty white. I have to say, it was the nicest thing I've ever eaten. In fact, I posted it onto Facebook. It was so good.
So lovely to speak to you today. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Gorgeous. And have you got any top tip for losing weight this year?
Yeah, stop eating, fatty.
Okay, thanks so much. All right, bye.
Thanks, Josephine. Bye.
Thank you, Claire. You see, it worked for her. So
yeah, well, I like the sound of that bacon sandwich at the end.
Exactly. It's delicious. Yeah, I am. But I'm getting a bit peckish myself. Yeah. So what's coming on? Let's just talk a bit about what our plans are for 2014.
World domination, obviously.
Yes.
Of course.
And then number two is the aim is to do 5 shows a week, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Yeah.
So every day you'll be able to tune in to Radio Gorgeous mm-hmm. at 12 o'clock and hear a podcast. And what we're going to do is, at the moment, we're only sending out 3 at once. What we're going to start doing is doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And then people get in the habit of 12 o'clock every day. They can just tune in. Mm-hmm. Also, who have we got coming up this year?
We have Princess Michael of Kent.
Wow.
Uh-huh. We have some amazing, aside from her, we have some really good authors coming up.
Yeah.
We've got... Don't remember the name.
Got Tracy Thorne. We're going to be having a witches special, aren't we? Yeah.
Yes.
And witches. We've got Lindy Woodhead's going to be talking about Mr. Selfridge because she wrote it, the BBC hit.
Yeah, that's coming back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we're going to also, Tessa Stewart. We're going to go shopping with this lady called Tessa Stewart.
Wonderful.
Who specialises in packaging. Anyway, she knows the psychology of supermarkets. We're going to go to Sainsbury's and she's going to talk about what we've chosen and why we've chosen it.
Ah.
The psychology behind shopping. Anyway, if you love us on Radio Gorgeous, please sign up for Gorgeous Mail. And you just go to our website, radiogorgeous.com, and it says, please sign up, join our community. Then you will get all our gorgeous shows into your inbox every week. And then all you have to do is press one button and you can hear us. Can you think of anything better?
Nothing, darling, nothing.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2014.